With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Work has started to bring 26 units of affordable housing to Liverpool. Queen's Neighborhood Cooperative Housing Limited, an offshoot of the Queen's Care Society, has been busy making plans over the past year to realize the dream of building some of the first co-op housing in Nova Scotia in 30 years. Earl Milkey with Inclusive Homes Consulting is an independent consultant working with the group to help guide them along the way. At an expected cost of $6 million, Milkey says the development effort will require funding from several sources and the cooperation of different levels of government and other agencies.
It will take substantial government funding to make this work. And thankfully for us, we also have the region on board, and the region are being very generous with their contributions as well. So it's a true partnership. Municipal, provincial, and federal. That is the only way it can work.
One of the directors on the cooperative board, Lorna McPherson, says Queen's MLA Kim Masland and the province have offered tremendous support for their effort, and the region of Queens is all in on trying to get the development off the ground. In November, council approved selling four adjoining lots between Lawrence and Amherst Streets and Trestle Trail and the Queen Street extension to the co-op group for $1. The municipality also just approved $203,000 in the 2023-24 budget for the group to complete pre-development work on the site. That work will include project management and engineering fees, the cost for architectural drawings and a landscape architect, as well as initial site clearing, road access excavation, and test pits. McPherson says the need for more affordable housing is obvious, and everyone involved with the co-op housing development is driven to make it a reality as soon as possible.
We've been working for probably 10 or 11 months. We had to get incorporated as an organization. And so people have really rolled up their sleeves. And the success that we've had to date is just because we've had tremendous cooperation.
The preliminary design calls for the construction of two buildings. McPherson says the co-op will focus on seniors but aims to be inclusive and diverse. She expects the group will be breaking ground on the new development in early spring of 2024. McPherson says the co-op group will be bringing the design plans to the South Shore Seniors Expo being held at the Liverpool Best Western from 1 to 3 p.m. on Thursday for anyone wishing to get a sneak peek. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.